The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too, I see them blue. For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and if you have a gardening question, the number to call is 855-660-4261. We're talking with David from California. Good morning, David.
Well, thanks, Paul. Since we're over the top of the hour, I'll start over again. You know, if we got this sudden cold snap that's hitting America, and
right,
there's going to be a lot of erosion since this stuff is melting fast. There's going to be a lot of erosion. So I'm thinking of a couple of ways that historically people have taken advantage of these sudden flood freeze situations. And one was they used to make blocks of ice. So if somebody had 40 acres and part of it was in a lowland that was in deep shade because of the shape of a hill or something that was in good shade, if they made a sudden berm, try to pile up the snow so that you could create a temporary lake, and then it's going to freeze the next night. You create a lake for the afternoon, then you let it settle as much as you can, and you might have some clean ice. And then if you had a whole bunch of hay, you could put it over it. You might be able to prevent it from freezing or thawing out for an extra few days, and then find some storage for it, right? And so,
right.
And so that's what they used to do 100 years ago, probably 1,000 years ago. And so I'm wondering, that might be a possibility, and for people in residential areas, getting those rain barrels out, getting the and creating some jobs by getting some long-term cisterns. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said he had a cistern that held 20,000 gallons.
Wow.
I mean, I was thinking, 5, 10, a couple of thousand, but my God, 20,000, you could have real jobs if people, it's not that educated level to be able to create a good cistern.
Right. And I'll tell you, David, it hasn't been that long. I can remember, I grew up in Maine. I still live in Maine. But when I was in my early teens, which was, 40, 50 years ago now, we used to go ice fishing in Maine.
Sure, yeah.
And the lakes were nice and clean. They still are. And one of the lakes that we went ice fishing, it was incredible. We could watch the men come in with chainsaws, and they would cut blocks of ice. The blocks of ice, as they were cut, would float higher. And then with special equipment, they would pull the block of ice onto the surface of the lake that was frozen, put them on a sled, and then they would take that block of ice and move it to an ice house that was built right on the lake. And then, like you said, there was a foot of straw. They would put the bales block to block to block, put 6 inches of straw, put another layer of ice, another layer of straw until the ice house was filled. And they would use that ice for, home use during the summer months because of the straw, the shape of the building, the trees around the building creating the shade, the purity of the water. You got ice in those days where you didn't have the refrigeration capabilities that you had today.
Sure.
But if you've got a low spot and it can be filled with water during the winter, then it would help you to for irrigation of your property. So we do have to think of what happened in the past and how we can use that information and that technology today to take advantage of this up and down weather. So I do agree with you, and you're using old technology for today's needs, and that's a great thing. Thank you.
Sure.
You brought back some great memories of ice fishing and watching them cut the ice.
Yeah,
only a few yards away from us.
Yeah, I was going to say, in some of the smaller towns, you know, you're saying Maine, I would bet all through, you know, the upper Midwest, they had ice houses all over. And even in the old part of town, some of those ice houses may still exist, right? And some of them were probably like root cellars, right? But they had to be as big as a warehouse in a way, right?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had, so there may be, like, in the old part of town of wherever people are living today, that ice house may still exist. It probably had double wall insulation to keep it cold in the winter, in the summer. And so if people knew where that was, they might be able to get a stock together pretty quick.
Exactly. So great idea. And we thank you. I really appreciate it.
Try
and you brought back... You brought back some great memories, and I really appreciate it, David. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Okay, we do have some open lines, so you give us a call, and we'll work out some time to get you up. It won't be long right now. That phone number, 855-660-4261. So make yourself a cup of coffee, get your pad of paper, and join us. But if you've got a question, now is the time to call. People are sleeping in a little bit later, and we can take advantage of it. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Grace from Massachusetts, wants to talk about our Meyer lemon trees.
Grace, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, hey. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. I have these wonderful Meyer lemon trees, and I've had them 2 years, and they're getting a bit root-bound in their pots, and I need to repot them. I have cactus, palm, and citrus potting mix by Miracle-Gro, and they're getting kind of tall and lanky, and also they get a little wilty.
Okay, what is the size of the plant? 2 feet, 3 feet tall?
Like 6.5, and yeah.
Oh wow, they're big.
Yeah.
They're big plants.
Under
and what size?
Light.
What size are the pots that they're currently in?
10 inches.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to go to a bigger pot.
So I have these huge pots. They're the kind that you use for coolers or toys or, you know, they have the handles with the rope. The big plastic pots.
Right. Okay, you can use those, but the one thing that you're going to need to do is you're going to need to put some drainage holes in them.
Okay.
Because if you overwater, the water has no place to go. And what I would do, and it'll make it really, really easy, you've got a good size container there, and you probably won't be able to find a saucer that's as big as that. Go to, like, Toys R Us, and you can buy those plastic flying saucers that the kids use to slide down the side of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And use that as a saucer for your container. And that way it won't ruin your floor. So you would drill some holes on the bottom side of your pot. Not on the very bottom, but on the side. And that way the excess water will drain, will be trapped in the plastic saucer. It won't hurt your carpet. It won't hurt your hardwood floors. And the drainage holes will get rid of the excess. Because if that pot has no drainage and you have a heavy hand with the water, you run the risk of water buildup. The roots will turn brown. The leaves will begin to fall, and you'll lose the plant. And as long as the plant is not in bloom, you can transplant at this time and use a good potting soil like black gold. I like that. Or Fafard. But real soil. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largue Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It is Sunday. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, if you are trying to order some wreaths or centerpieces, just go to paulparent.com. You click on where it says the wreath page and click on where it says homepage. And it will tell you how you can order. Now, we have a temporary problem with the website that will be fixed on Monday. And the way that you can order wreaths today is this way. You can either call us, and the number is listed right there, 207-985-6972, after 10 o'clock, or we put down my email address. And all you do is you put down your information and who you want to send a wreath or a centerpiece to. It's all listed right there. And you can view everything, and the prices are all there. So until Monday, the way to order is either by calling or by emailing. And I'll tell you, if you're ordering several, it's a lot easier to email because you can just list them, and then I will call you back and get the credit information after the program. But do it after 10. Right now, I can't do the show and answer the phone at the same time. The wreaths are still being made. They'll be delivered on Monday. So we're really excited. These are very, very fresh balsam wreaths made here in Maine. And the reason that I do it the way I do is this. They're made by families in Maine. The dad will go out in the woods, tip the trees to get the brush. He brings it home, and then the mother and the older children will put together the wreaths. And then they ship them to me, And my family will decorate them, and my wife will ship them. So it helps a family in Maine to get through the winter easier, to pay for heat, and to have a good holiday season. And it's a great industry, what they call a kitchen industry. And the quality is incredible. Most of the large companies, and especially the largest wreath company in Maine, their wreaths are single-sided, which means that all the greens are on one side. The back of it is the wire that holds it together. And if that door gets opened a lot, the wire could scratch the glass or the paint on your door. So we use double the amount of greens, and believe me, you can take that Christmas wreath and enjoy it well until Easter. So check it out, paulparent.com, and we have several shipping dates. And what I am going to advise is that you order as soon as possible. The way the weather has going, it's making it difficult for people to get the tips of the trees to make the wreaths. And I do know that in Massachusetts, for example, a lot of the nurseries are having problems getting wreaths for the holiday season because they're coming from northern Maine. They're coming from Canada. They're coming from New York State, and with all the snow, they're behind schedule. Mine are coming from central Maine, and they're able to pick the tips. So order them, put the date that you want them shipped, and we'll be getting wreaths made every single week so that you can enjoy the freshness and the smell. So go to paulparent.com and email or call. And if you're doing quantity, it's a lot easier to email rather than filling out the same form time after time after time. And we'll do a good job for you.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel? Okay, we have some open lines. Give us a call and we'll try and help you to put the garden to bed and prepare for the winter months. Now, I know a lot of you are using wood for heat, either in the form of a pellet or by firewood. When you clean your stove, save that wood ash. Put it in a metal container. Make sure it's cool. And then go outside, even if there's no cover or none, and throw the wood ash in your garden or on your lawn where you have moss visible. Okay? A 5-gallon bucket is equal to a 50-pound bag of lime and will treat 1,000 square feet. And it will change the acidity to make everything grow, and the moss will thin out and eventually disappear. So save your wood ash from your fireplace, your wood stoves, your pellets, pelletized wood. And even if you're burning corn, save that ash, spread it on your lawn and garden, and it will do the same thing as lime, but a lot faster. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from New Hampshire, wants to talk about potato holes.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Well, you know, you could help me out in a thousand different ways. I would have a million questions for you, but I'm mainly calling in the possibility I might be able to help you out. I'm thinking back on the holes discussion that you had a couple of weeks ago on potatoes. And I wanted to tell you about an experience I had with a friend of mine when I was young and foolish. We planted a bunch of stuff and potatoes. We dug up a trench. We spread some fertilizer and put the potatoes in, covered them over, and then read the directions on the fertilizer bag and discovered that we had put way too much fertilizer in the ground. I would say, well, what the heck, we'll just let it go, see what happens. And when we harvested our potatoes, we found holes throughout. So I just needed to share that with you. I wish I could have done it a couple of weeks ago. There's my contribution. I also have a question, if it's possible.
Oh, sure, and you're right. If you over-fertilize, and especially if you're using a chemical fertilizer,
yeah,
like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, it will actually burn a hole in the potato underground.
Yeah.
So what I always have done, Mike, is I will add my fertilizer to the trench, blend it in with the soil in the bottom of the hole, set my potatoes, and fill in the trench about 3/4, and then lightly add some additional fertilizer. When the potatoes come up, then I finish filling up that trench, and then I'm all set and ready to go. But, you know, the thing about gardening is, if you make a mistake, you learn by it, and you don't do it the following year, right?
Well, tell me about it if you can figure out what the mistake was, and that leads to my next question. I had eggplants that grew as tall as I was and produced all kinds of eggplants, but right in a patch right next to it, I had a carrot that would not grow much beyond the stage of germination. And so I'm wondering what would be the one or two most possible problems that I would have there. And I do use a lot of seaweed. I get the mother load of seaweed that appears on the beach not 2 minutes from me from time to time. And I'm wondering also if it's possible to be using too much seaweed.
No, you cannot use too much seaweed. Growing up, I lived on the south shore of Boston. And my dad and I, in the fall of the year, this time of the year, would go down to the beach, especially after a storm.
Yeah.
And we had a seawall right near the lighthouse. We lived in a town called Scituate, Mass. And yeah, there was a big seawall when you came around back from the lighthouse. And yeah, the seaweed from the storm would get smashed up against the wall into small pieces. We would pick it up by the truckload, spread it on the garden, till it in the fall,
yeah,
and by spring it was gone, and we yeah had the best soil that you can imagine.
Yeah.
So you really can't put too much seaweed, but grinding it into smaller pieces or chopping it will go a long way.
I was I did it at the high water mark, but I just needed to throw that in. You know,
yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. Seaweed is seaweed. You don't have to worry about the salt that's in the seaweed because it's not the same chemical makeup as the salt that you use to melt ice, okay? So, and it's not going to be at the same rate that you would apply on a walkway. So you can put, we used to put 6-8 inches of seaweed every single year, and it cut our watering in half, and we had the best garden ever. Now, on your carrots, did you thin them, or did you just apply it, and it was just a solid row of foliage?
I thinned them. I thinned them. There's no excuse for it except for the possibility that I did a couple of years ago fill in some gypsum board because of something that I read, and I probably maybe shouldn't have read it. I filled it in. It did compost out nicely because I got heavy clay. And I was hoping to neutralize that clay with the gypsum board, but now I'm worried that I might have put too much gypsum board in there.
No, you did not. Gypsum, a 50-pound bag of gypsum, or in your case, you use sheetrock. And
yeah,
that's the same product that's in the bag of gypsum.
That's what I thought.
And a 50-pound bag of gypsum for a vegetable garden will treat 500 square feet. And what the gypsum will do
is
well, what the gypsum does is it coats the particles of clay, and it prevents the particles of clay from sticking together. And that way the roots can move easier through the soil. It will improve drainage. And if you've added seaweed to it,
yeah,
that will help to soften up the soil. Now, what I would do next year is this. Where you're going to be planting a root crop, carrots, beets, turnips, radishes, before you plant, get yourself some 50-pound bags of sandbox sand.
You can buy that at
any garden center. And put about 1 inch right where your trench is going to be. Take your pitchfork, blend the sand to the depth of about 6 to 9 inches, and really blend it in well. And between the seaweed, the sand, and the gypsum, it will increase the length of that carrot and also the width. You'll get bigger beets. You'll get bigger turnips that will grow in the ground also. So until you're able to really soften it up in organic matter, and gypsum is the way to go. You can use compost. You can use animal manure. This time of the year, if you have leaves on your property, collect the leaves. Collect the pine needles. Bring it to your garden. And what I've always done is if there's only a few leaves on the lawn, then I just mow them right in. But
would you put more than an inch of cow manure spread around and filled in?
Oh yeah. 1 year, my garden is 25 feet by 75 feet. And very, very sandy soil. And 1 year, I bought a truckload with 10 yards of cow manure. And it was seasoned, and I'll never forget my kids. It had a pretty good smell to it, and my kids took bandanas, put it over their nose and mouth. They looked like bank robbers, and they helped me spread the manure over the entire garden. And we probably had about 6 inches of manure.
We got it all
spread. I spread a bag of lime, and then I rented a rototiller. I tilled it all in, and I'll tell you, I had the best vegetable garden I ever had, but the kids wanted to kill me because I made them spread the manure.
Sand at my local sand and gravel pit would be a lot cheaper than what you just recommended for the play sand. Is it possible that I could get it from there instead of this play sand?
Oh, sure, yeah. And what you could do is, if you're going to be ordering sand, if you've got a big garden, what you want is coarse, sharp sand. And coarse, sharp sand is what they use when they're building a walkway.
Okay.
And then work it in. You know, rototill the seaweed, rototill that sand in there, and it will soften up the soil so that your carrots get longer and thicker. Because I had the same problem. We had some clay, and we had a foliage that was a foot tall, and we got all excited. We started pulling the carrots up, and they were about 2 inches in length. So it takes a lot of carrots at 2 inches to feed a family.
Yeah. What's the risk of getting non-crackled sand at one of these gravel pits? Is there a risk of that?
No. Yeah. If you just tell them what you're doing, and because a lot of builders, a lot of landscapers are using coarse, sharp sand when they're making a walkway to build a base. Once they get the bricks down for a walkway or a patio, then they use stone dust. And you don't want to use stone dust because it's like flakes and it can cut into the vegetable. But coarse, sharp sand that you can buy by the yard, that's the way to go.
My next question. I was just about the stone dust, so I'm glad that came up. A little dry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, and you have a great Thanksgiving now. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753. or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. A phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from Massachusetts, wants to talk about an apple tree.
Good morning, Phil. How can we help you out with your fruit trees today?
Morning, Paul. So I have 5 apple trees, and one of the apple trees had a borer this past spring, and I killed it with a paperclip, but it left kind of a hole where the bark has died. Do I need to treat that?
No, because what's going to happen is where he bored into the tree, the bark will grow back. But what I would do in the meantime until the hole fills in, go outside. It's not too bad out there now.
I'm outside right now.
Bring a candle. Light the candle. Get some wax. Drip it over the hole. And then with your thumb, push the wax in the hole. And that will keep the winter snow and rain from going into it and creating a cavity. And then as the tree begins the healing process, it will squeeze out the wax and it will cover the hole with a new layer of bark. But in the meantime, nobody else can get in and you prevent the moisture from getting in, and that way you don't get any rotting because of the moisture inside the tree.
Okay. Hey, could I ask a couple more questions?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll give you both of them. I have the one that's giving me the same one with the hole. It's a Snappy Max in my dwarf, and it had black spots on all the leaves and the apples. And then
on a few of my trees, I think three of them, before the cold really hit, there was like a cotton-like material on the branches.
Okay. When do you spray?
Normally I spray the horticultural oil, storm and spray, in the late winter. And then I do the fruit tree spray, but this year I changed my spray and I went to the surround that clay, and I did the regimen that it suggested with the clay only.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do, instead of waiting till late winter, do it now. Okay? If you can apply the all-season oil and then a good fungicide, either sulfur or copper, when the temperatures are above 40, it will kill the eggs on your plant in the fall of the year. And then in mid to late March, again, when the temperatures get above 40, spray them a second time. And two applications of the all-season oil and either copper or sulfur, which is organic, will eliminate diseases and insects on your plant. Now, when the flowers begin to fall from your plant, that's when you want to start a spraying program. And when I was in college, my fruit teacher got his doctorate because of my class. And his theory was the insects do not show up every single year at the same time and in the same location. So if you live, for example, in northern Maine compared to New Jersey, the insects are going to arrive in New Jersey before they arrive in northern Maine. So his idea was take two plastic red apples with a stem, tie a piece of string about a foot long, coat the red apple with some Vaseline, and tie the two apples on a large fruit tree. If yours are small, you know, if they're like 8 or 9 feet and maybe 6 to 10 feet wide, if you did a couple for the five trees, check it. If there's no insects stuck on the red apple, the insects have not arrived yet. When you start to notice little tiny flies stuck on the red apple, that's when you begin your spraying program. You're saving money, you're saving time, and you're cutting down on pesticides.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.